Malka.
Fano.
Not on yet. Good morning. Or evening.
Hello. Good morning. Okay.
Good morning or good afternoon?
Hello.
Good afternoon.
I'm good.
It looks like you're the first to arrive.
That's me and Hannah. Hannah's on. Malka and Hannah.
Gabriella.
Please join me in saying the Anna before. Anna before. Gedula Chiminka Lati Sarah. Aleph Bet Gimel Yosach Sadi. Kabel Rinat Amchas Agbenu Aharenu No Ra, Ufrey Cheyenne, Sintet Nun. Na Gibor, Dorshe Yehud Ha, Givavat, Shamrem. Nun Gimel Dalad, Yud Tav Shin. Barhem Tacharem, Rachame Sidkat Ha, Tamid Tam Lame Beted Resh Saditav Gimel Hasin Kadosh Bero Tuha Nael Adata Het Kufet Tet Nunayan Yahid Gea Lamcha Pene So break it shata Yud Gimalamat is Zayam Ku. Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatsia Katenu Yodea Talumo Shinkufav Tadiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rahum Bechanun, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed Be'emet, Notzer chesed la'alafim, Naseyawon wafesha, V'chata'a v'nake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty using a tool from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parasha Yitro, Pasuk 29. We'll start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kutsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidkilu Urchimud Hilud Hilu Urchimu Layakta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe The Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Vasok Torah Mitzvah Vahino Amadunai Elohenu Aleinu Maase Yadenu Konone Aleinu Maase Yadenu Kononeu Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nam Dekucha Barichu Koma Deaved Ve'ela Wittata Kola Yihu Kishot Ve'ovada Dikshot Ve'leid Lach Mila Bi'alma Divaye Barnash Vedach Yaleya Mineya Ulamada Veya Kalana Kahakulu Ovada Be shoti nun wiko la istiri. Be alma. The energy of the year 5780, our current year, as a revealed wisdom of compensation and a concealed wisdom of Shefa. The way we reveal the Shefa and connect it to the compensation is by studying a verse from the Tanakh that connects to both energies. Today we will study Leviticus chapter 13, verse 8. Vera ha-kohen v'hine pasta v'mispachat v'or v'timo ha-kohen sarati. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We study one verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakam ta'akta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing a tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo la yo sayote ala me he shi la la he aka aka he da. Ezayo ala da la awa he he a yozala me be he he re yo he ko me la awa kala yo la wa wa pe he la mula ha yo yo me la he 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 wa muta he he a yo re ta shi a he. Reyo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he ke ha wa ko me nu da. Anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za. He 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 me yo ka wa wa la yo la he. Sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he. Wa he wa da nu yo. Hey, hey, she, a me, me. Nu, nu, ah, nu, yo, ta, me, be, hey, be, wa, yo. Nu, me, me, yo, yo, la, hey, re, hey, me, ta, re. Wa, hey, be. Wa, me, be, yo, hey, hey, a, nu, wa, me, hey, yo. Ta, me, be, me, nu, ko, a, yo, a, hey, be, wa. Ray I hey yo be me hey yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a me me be shi lo ya he anu a kya me da. Hey, hey, yo, anu da, la, hey, wa, hey, me, ya. Yo, cha, la, me, re, hey, yo, hey, yo, yo, hey, me, me. La, wa, wa, ka, be, yo, la, yo, wa, pe, nu, la. Nu, me, ha, yo, hey, yo, me, nu, hey, 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 wa. Nu, yo, hey, hey, shi, ya, yo, re, ta, shi, ya, hey. Re la yo wa wa me la yo be wa he re. Yo he yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me. Anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. He she he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la re yo a a la me sa he. Wa he wa da la yo he yo she a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta pe la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be he me sa re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me sa yo. Da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Sadikim who left this day, the 13th day of Tammuz. Rabbi Elchanan Unim, Rabbi Aryeh Leib, and Rabbi Mordechai Halevi Epstein, Rabbi Chaim HaKohen Rachofort, Rabbi Mordechai of Kremnitz, Rabbi Moshe ben Rabbi Naftali Hirsch Rifkash, Rabbi Hanoch Tenach Dov ben Elazar Rubin, and the Sadikim who chose to leave tomorrow, which starts this evening on the 14th of Tammuz, Rabbi Yosef ben Rabbi Moshe Trani Maharit, Rabbi Mordechai Atia, Rabbi Yaakov Yitzhak ben Yehuda Leib Halevi Ruderman, Rabbi Yitzhak Isaac Rosenbaum, known as the Chutzka Rebbe, please say the, join with me to say the Shema Yisrael by closing your eyes, leaning slightly to the left as we say together. Shema Yisrael, Adonai, Eloheinu, Adonai, and the Esser Dibrot. Vaydaber Elohim et kol ha-divarim ha-eil el-emor. Anochi Adonai yo-he-wa-he adanu yo. Yo-ah-he-da-wanu he-yo. Elohecha asher hotzeiticha. Me'eretz Mitzrayim mi-beit avadim. Lo yihye lecha Elohim, acherim al panai, lo tase lecha. Esel wakal temuna, asher b'shamayim, mi ma'al v'asher ba'aretz mitachat, v'asher b'mayim mitachat la'aretz. Lo tishtacha velahem, velo tavdem, ki anochi Adonai yohewahe, adanu yo yohake dawanu heyo. Elohecha elkana, poked awon avot, albanim ashileishim. We all rebeim v'shonai v'yoseh chesed la'alafim la'ohavai u'shomrei mitzvotai lo tisa et shem Adonai yohewache adanu yo yohache dawanu heyo. Elohecha la'ashav kilo. Yinakeh Yadonai yo he wahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu he yo et asher isa et shimo lashav zachor et yom hashabbat lekadsho sheshed yamim ata avoda asita kom lachtecha biyom hashbi shabbat ladonai yo he wahe adanu yo yo ahe da wanu he yo elohecha lo taseh kom lacha ata uvincha uvitecha avdecha ויאמרך והמתך וגרך אשר בשעריך כי ששת ימים עשה אדוני יוהי וההי אדנו יו יוהי דוונו היו את השמיים ואת הארץ את הים ואת כל אשר בם, וינח ביום השביעי. על כן ברך אדוני יוהי וההי אדנו יוהי. יוהי דוונו היו את יום השבת. ויקדשהו כבד את אביך ואת אמך למען יאריכון ימיך על האדמה אשר אדוני יוהי אדנו יוהי דוונו היו אלוהיך נותן לך לו Tirza lo tina lo tigno lo ta'ane bereacha et shaker lo tachmod et reecha lo tachmod eshet reecha ve'avdo ve'amato ve'shoro ve'chamoro ve'kol asher le'reecha. Now for the Ani meditation. Malchut. Yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey. Yusod. You ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu. Hod. You ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu. Yu ahuni wu yohu. Netzah. Ye ahini wu yohi. Ye ahini wu yohi. Ye ahini wu yohi. Tiferet. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Givura. Ye ash. Ni wu yosh. Ye ash. Ni wu yosh. Ye ash. Niwe yosh. Chesed. Ye ahe niwe yohe, ye ahe niwe yohe, ye ahe niwe yohe. Bina. Ye ahe niwe yohe, ye ahe niwe yohe, ye ahe niwe yohe. Achma. Ya ahe niwe yoha, ya ahe niwe yoha, ya ahe niwe yoha. Keter. Ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha. The my meditation. Yud, yud, hey, yud, hey, wow. Yud hey wav hey yud yud hey wav. alive. Hey, Yud, Yud, hey, Yud, hey, Wav, Yud, hey, Wav, hey, Yud, Yud, hey, Yud, hey, Wav, Yud, hey, Wav, hey. And now for the bridge Kaddish. Itkadavit Kadash Me Rabbah. And we all say Amen. Be'alma Divra Kirute Be'am Lik Malchute Be'chayechon Uviomechon Uvechaye Be'kol Beit Yisrael Ha'agalav Bizman Kariv Yitbarach v'yishtabach, v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam, v'yitnase, v'yitadar, v'yitale, v'yitalal, shimei dekucha, le'ela min kol birkata v'shirata, v'shbechata v'nechemata, da'amiran b'alma, yehe shlama rabba min shamaya, V'chayim aleinu b'al kol Yisrael, v'yimru amen. Oseh shalom b'imromav, hu yaseh shalom aleinu b'al kol Yisrael, v'yimru amen. Today's class can be found on the unique astrological times link in the section of the 3-week period. It's about 90% down the page, just a little bit above the bottom. And when that landing page opens up, which is the unique astrological times page, which is underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage. When the landing page opens up, scroll down almost all the way to the bottom to the section titled The 3 Weeks. And the last link in that section is Writings of the Ari, which is explaining the meditations that is titled the 3 Weeks Meditation print version. So we're going to read the Ari first, and then we're going to repeat the material and discuss the 3 Weeks Meditation in a simple form. The reason for that is, one, it doesn't hurt to do it over again. But also, you'll know where the tool is when you need it. And you'll understand it on a deeper level by studying what the Ari has to say about it. This is entitled Meditations for Troubled Times. We will start using this coming Wednesday night. That begins the 3 weeks of negativity. That's the 17th day of Tammuz. If you say the Amidah, every time you say it, you will utilize these meditations. If you don't say the Amidah, then it is good to do these meditations 3 times a day. Once in the morning, once in the afternoon, and once in the evening. And we'll start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem yichud kudshah b'richu ishkin te bidhilu urchimu udhilu udhilu urchimu. Le'achda l'shem yudhe b'vavhe. Le'yichud ha'shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu k'nenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu k'nenei. Kabbalah provides unique mystical meditations to sweeten harsh judgment. These are some mystical meditative intentions that one should have during the standing prayer for all the days of this period of the 3 weeks. During difficult times, Kabbalah instructs us to lay low. During difficult times, such as the 3 weeks in which the accusing forces seem to reign, Kabbalah instructs us to lay low, disguising the holiest of our divine service. Listed Paul pray to the Klipot. In addition to this, however, is a profound underlying principle that the deeper we penetrate into the realms of the concealed, the greater for the potential for accessing the inner light of the Torah. Hence, it is not surprising that the following meditations from the Ari to be applied to the daily liturgy during the 3 weeks offer deep secrets as to the nature of divine mercy and the impending redemption at this traditional time of mourning, the historical tragedies which have befallen the Jewish people. In the blessing of the Avot, the patriarchs, during the first mention of the name Havaya, have in mind that this name Havaya is illuminating its related name, created by shifting the letters of Havaya back in the order of the alphabet. Havaya is Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. You shift it to the left. You shift it to the right, meaning going backwards in the order of the alphabet. And so the Yud becomes a Tet, the Heh a Dalet, the Vav a Heh, and the Dalet a Heh. Ket Dalet, He Dalet. The B'nai Yisachar, Rabbi Tzvi Elimelech from Dinov, comments that the first two letters of this divine name, Ket and Dalet, hint to the 13 days of the 3 weeks, which are in the month of Tammuz. Related to these difficult days of Tammuz, we anticipate the times in which the 13 rectifications of the beard of our Rikam Pin shine upon us. The last two letters of the above divine name, which is the Hay and the Dalet, which is a total of 9, these hint to the last 9 days of the 3 weeks, which is in the month of Av. These correspond to the 9 rectifications of the beard of Zeran Pin. Also noteworthy is that 13 times 9 equals 117. This is the numerical value of the phrase Noam Havaya, the pleasantness of Hashem, a verse from Psalms, Psalm 27. And in the name Havaya, in the second blessing, that of the blessing of Atah Gibor, you are mighty, have in mind that this name Havaya is illuminating its related name, created by shifting the letters of Havaya forward in the order of the alphabet. And the Yud becomes a Kaf, He a Vav, the Vav a Zion, and the He a Vav. And in the third Havaya, that of Atah Kadosh, you are holy, this blessing, have in mind that this name, Havaya, is illuminating its related name, created via the Atbash method, Memsadi, Pedsadi. These three names, Tet Dalet, He Dalet, Tafav, Zayinvav, and Memsadi, Pedsadi, have the numerical value of the word, the letter Shin, spelled Shin Yud Nun, with the Kolel totaling 361. Shin is 300, Yud is 10, Nun is 50. Total 360. With the Kolel, it becomes 361. The B'nai Yisachar notes that the numerical value of these three names, 361, plus the three times that Havaya is 3 times 26 equals 78. They enclose with the Kolel equals the words for the chesed of loving kindness and judgment in and mercy, which is chesed is 72, din is 64, and the Rachamim is 304. The three general characteristics of the first three blessings of the standing prayer, respectively, relates to 440. The 361 is the three names. Plus 78, 3 times 26, plus a kolel, comes to 440, which is the same as Chesed, Yivurah, and Tiferet. Excuse me, not Tiferet, the Rachamim. Rachamim is the energy of Tiferet. This also comes to 440. It is a time of trouble for Jacob, but he will be saved from it. In addition, the sum of these three names equals the numerical value of the tribes from which the two Mashiachs, Ben Yosef and Ben David, will emerge. Judah in Hebrew has a gematria of 29, and Ephraim 331. Together, 360. And for the blessing Retzei, which this in here it's being translated as favor, to favor something. Have in mind that the word Retzei, spelled Resh 200, Tadi 90, and Hey 5, totaling 295, has the numerical value of the name Elohim when spelled out with Hayes. Elohim spelled out with a Hey is Aleph, Lamed, He, Lamed, Mem, Aleph, He, He, Yud, Vav, Aleph, Mem, Mem. And these letters spelled add up to 295. This is because the word Retzei is the same letters as the word Sarah, which means trouble. And this is the secret meaning of the verse. And it is a time of trouble for Jacob, but he will be saved from it. This trouble, Sarah, is the secret of the name Elohim spelled out with Hayes. And this is the secret of this period. The 3 weeks known as Bein HaMetzarim, literally between the straits. or the above name, Elohim spelled out with He, which represents harsh judgment, emerges during this troubling period. Also intend to add the name Adonai, which equals 65, with Retzei of 295 of the spelling out of Elohim above, and the result is the letter Shin spelled Shin Yud Nun, total of 360. And have in mind that the two courts of judgment, represented by the names Elohim and Adonai, which are mystical meaning of Ben Hamitzarim, literally between the straits or among the instigators of trouble. These two instigators of troubles, the name Elohim spelled out with the letter He, and the name Adonai. And what is between these two? They're unpinned. Which together equals the word for the letter Shin, Shin Yud Nun. These are rectified, literally sweetened, via the first three names that you had in mind during the first three blessings of the standing prayer. Tet Dalet Hey Dalet, Kaf Vav Zayin Vav, and Mem Tzadi Pei Tzadi. These three names together have the numerical value of the word for the letter Shin, spelled Shin Yud Nun, with the Kolel, as mentioned above. And through this intention, the letters of the word for trouble, in Hebrew, Tsara, is flipped to the side of mercy, resulting in favor, as God is our master. In Hebrew, Tzei, spelled with the same letters as Tzara, and they're rearranged. We'll explain more about the rearranging shortly. By acknowledging the difficult state of affairs we are in, we begin to be able to rectify it. More so, it's accepting that the difficult state that you're in. It happens every year, but it's a cleansing for us. And when you accept your responsibility, that is the beginning of your tikkun. By acknowledging the difficult state of affairs we are in, we begin to be able to rectify it by transforming words representing harsh judgments into words which communicate beneficence. Our meditations affect divine influence, even into the physical reality. This is a common technique, especially utilized during the 3 weeks, transforming words like dave, sadness, into hod, glory, or ani, which is poor, into ayin, which is an eye, communicating clarity of vision. And in the blessing seen shalom, bestow peace, have in mind that the initial letters of Sim Shalom are the two-letter shins that are mentioned above. Of course, you didn't realize that there were two-letter shins mentioned above, and we will explain that now. The words themselves, Sim Shalom, together have the numerical value Shin Yud Nun, Shin Yud Nun. Two times the word for the letter Shin, or 720. Plus six, which represents the six divine names that we mentioned until now. Havaya, its three related names, Tet Dalet Hey Dalet, Kafav Zayin Vav, and Mem Tzadi Pei Tzadi, and the name Elohim, and the name Adonai. The numerical value of the additional divine names used in the above meditations equals 10 times 72, a number supposed associated with the sweetening of the judgmental forces, and the number of possible permutations of the word Bereshit in the beginning. This hints at the founding principle of Torah, that the world was created with the intention that we become partners, so to speak, with Hashem in rectifying it, truly creating a world of loving kindness. If you'll go back to the unique astrological times link, and open up the 3 weeks meditation print version. We're going to duplicate what the Ari told us to do with a little bit of a different point of view. The first section is who is the Ari, and I'm not going to take the time today to do that. It's important that you know who the Ari is, and a review of this link, which is describing who is the Ari and why do we venerate him as a connection for Hashem. I'm starting to read where it says the 3 weeks meditations from the Ari. Some people say the Amidah, which is the standing prayer, three times a day. Other people do these meditations just once per day outside of a formal prayer. Which method you use is up to you. I recommend that you say the Amidah at least once, as that is the halakha for women. And men have the halakha to say it three times. But whatever your normal practice, whether you say the Amidah or you don't, utilize these meditations within these three-week periods. The meditations consist of five components. The first three meditations unveil or conceal the name of God called the Tetragrammaton or Havaya by using a less strong name of God. The other two are more direct kavanot intentions. It causes us to veil our desires for oneself alone and transform it into a desire to receive in order to share. The first meditation is in the Amidah at the first blessing where we say Magen Avraham. And then some people are saying Magen Avraham Sarah. When one sees the Tetragrammaton in that blessing, Aruch Atah Hashem, when one sees the Hashem, one veils it in their mind. They veil that Hashem by transforming, don't see Yud Hey Vav Hey, see Tet Dalet Hey Dalet. You're going one letter to the right. The visualization is to see Tet Dalet Hey Dalet. And below you will find this, the information of what to visualize or what to scan. The second meditation is done in the Amidah, at the second blessing, the Chaye HaMeitim, which is talking about the resurrection of the dead. When one sees the Havaya in that blessing or thinking about it, don't see Yud Hey Vav Hey, see Kaf Vav Zayin Vav. That's essentially taking the letter one letter to the left. The third meditation is Ha'el HaKadosh. And when one sees that, we're utilizing the Adbash method so that the Yud becomes a Mem. The He becomes a Tzadi. The Baba Pei. And the Hey Atzadi, Sofit. Recognizing that transition of the Atbets, Atbash, is to realize that the letter substitution, the Aleph becomes a Taf, the Bet becomes a Hey, the Gimel becomes a Resh, and so forth. It's considered these three names like you're going first to the right column with the first blessing, then to the left column with your second blessing, and then to the third column or the central column with the third blessing. The fourth meditation is in the word Retzei. Now, Retzei appears twice in the Shabbat Amidah. But it's the second time that Retzei appears in the Shabbat Amidah. Normally, the weekly Amidah, the Retzei is the first of the last three blessings. The whole idea of Retzei means a desire. Comes from the idea of ratzon. And it has the same letters as the words tara, as we said earlier. It's just the order of the letters have changed. In the Amidah, when you're praying it, you see retzei, but you're thinking and visualizing this is really a period of troubles. It's not that you're asking for the troubles by thinking that. It's recognizing the reality of the energy in the universe. It's a time of troubles. That's what it means to be between the straits. You can think of it in the sense that during these 3 weeks, the Malchut is rising, but not all the way. And the Bina is coming down, but not all the way. In essence, squeezing Zeranpin between them. This is the idea of the narrow straits. So when you see Retzei, remember that it's a time of troubles, tara, and transform the troubles, the tara, back into the retzei that's in the word of the Amidah, resh tzadihei. When one considers that a desire during this three-week period usually will manifest as a trouble or a distressing situation, one can transform troubles into opportunities by rearranging the Hebrew letters from tzara, trouble, into retzei, a desire to receive in order to share. There is also a gematria kavanot for the fourth meditation. The name of God Elohim, when spelled out, has a gematria of 295, which is the same as the letters Ratzeh, and also Ratzara. Ratzeh is desire, and Tzara is troubles. They both have 295. Why are troubles and desire similar? It's something to contemplate in any given meditation. Why is Retzei and Tzara the same letters, just in a different order? Why is a trouble a desire? Why is a desire bringing you into troubles? Good to meditate on that subject. The name Elohim deals with judgment. The gematria of the letter Shin, when spelled out, Shin Yud Nun, is 360. When one takes Retzei, which is desire, having been changed from Tzara to Retzei, and adds the name Adonai, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is 65, to the 295, then one gets 360. 360 is the spelled out shin, and also represents balance, since the shin is made from three vavs, which represents the tree of life and the three-column system of Kabbalah. With this gematria, we bring balance to our desires and change the desire to receive for oneself alone into the desire to receive in order to share. This is the essence of balance. Also, the gematria of the three veiled, concealed names of God, Pet Dalet, Hey Dalet, Tafav, Zion Vav, Mem Tzadi, Pei Tzadi, is 361, which represents the fully spelled out Shin plus the Kolel. In essence, we have just built two shins in these four meditations. The first shin is built from the three names, Het Dalet, Hey Dalet, Tafav Zion Vav, and Mem Tzadi Pei Tzadi. That shin that we built is connected to the tree of life through the three columns. Then there's a fourth meditation, which is Retzei and Tzara, and that is also building a shin. So now that we have built these two shins, we can finalize the fifth meditation. And this is done based on the gematria of these two words, Sim Shalom, equaling 726. And when one connects to one shin, which is balance, which is 360, and adds it to the second shin that we created, is now 720. When one adds the six names, Dalet Hey Dalet, 1, plus Kaf Vav Zion Vav, 2, Mem Tzadi Pei Tzadi, 3, Elohim, 4, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, Adonai, 5. And Hashem's name is the 6th. We add 1 for each one of these names to the 2 shins that we have created. A total 726, which is the energy of the word Seem Shalom. Essentially, when one is saying or utilizing these meditations and this Kavanah, one is connecting the 2 shins and bringing peace, this period of negativity, represented by the 3-week period between the 17th of Tammuz and the 9th of Av. Outside of the Amidah, one utilizes the same meditation around Seem Shalom, utilizing all of these names of God to bring peace and balance into this period. Below, we have the 5 meditations to scan. Please take a look at them. Meditation 1, Hashem becomes Tet Dalet Hey Dalet by going 1 letter to the right. Meditation 2, Hashem becomes Kaf Vav Zayin Vav by going 1 letter to the left. Meditation 3, Hashem becomes Mem Tzadi Pei Tzadi, representing the central column through the Atbash substitution. Meditation 4, transform Ratzei, or recognize that Ratzei is troubles in this period, that desires are troubles, especially during this period. Recognize that Elohim spelled out Aleph Lamed Pei, Lamed Mem Dalet, Yud Bav Dalet, Pei Yud Mem Mem, totals 295. And when you add Aleph Dalet Nun Yud 65 to it, you have 360, your second shin that has been built. And then recognize that the word Seem Shalom, bringing peace into this period, requires us to recognize the Seem Shalom as this energy of 726. Actually, and the 2 shins that we created is the same when we add a kolel, 1 for each of the 6 names. This is, these 5 meditations is how we bring balance and peace into what is always a very negative period for most of the world. Does anybody have any questions? And while you're unmuting yourself, I'll remind you that we have a class at 3 o'clock West Coast time today. It continues our study of the advanced reincarnation. And that tomorrow, Monday, we have 3 classes. One is at 11 a.m. West Coast time, which is our basic class series. At 4:30 West Coast time, we are continuing our Deep Zohar class. Deep Zohar studies. And at 7 o'clock, we will connect to an additional subject from the Ari, talking about the 3-week period. Are there any questions? I bid you all Shalom Gadol. I strongly recommend that you do these meditations, make this connection, because it works. Shalom Gadol. Much peace and serenity in your life, and especially during this coming 3-week period. It starts Wednesday night.
Shalom.
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 Thank you.